In your community, just some of the social gatherings that have taken place across the country, bringing together local members. In the Wirral, at our monthly Wirral lunch group, we had the absolute pleasure of being able to celebrate Ollie's 103rd birthday. Ollie served in the WAF, being posted in Churchill's Cabinet Office. As you can imagine, like so many of our members, she has many lovely stories, including being outside Buckingham Palace on VE Day. Ollie comes to every lunch group with a smile and an enthusiasm for life that is truly inspiring. Happy birthday to Ollie. In York, members from Community 11 visited the Cold War bunker in York. The bunker was one of a network all across the UK where the Royal Observer Corps were meant to plot the detonation points of a nuclear attack in order to inform and support the UK's response to such a thing happening. Members were shown a film outlining the Cold War, the likely effects of a nuclear attack, and what might come next. They were taken to the control room, which will be familiar to those of you who have seen such films as The Battle of Britain, as well as the sleeping quarters and the room where all the necessities of life were controlled, from air purification, heat and water. Once in the bunker, personnel were expected to stay there for a month. So while there was enough water for drinking and cooking, there wasn't enough for bathing and washing. Imagine that. It was a really informative and interesting afternoon, and a look behind the curtain of civil defence, which is rarely seen. Members had a wonderful time. In Bristol, Blind Veterans UK has managed to secure a partnership with Surfing England, the Wave Project, and the Paralympic GB coaches to teach some of our members how to surf. Three members from ages 40 to 70 took on the challenge. Seeing our members go from feeling anxious to feeling alive riding the waves is the best experience. Looking forward to more work with Surfing England next year. In Bath, members attended a tour at Bath Abbey. Their guide, Paolo, had never been a guide for anyone with a visual impairment before. The group made suggestions on how the history of the Abbey could be described with as much visual description as possible and to have tactile opportunities. Paolo did not disappoint. Members had a wonderful time learning about this spectacular place and being able to feel the frescoes, sculptures and architecture. The group ended the tour with a hot drink in a local cafe, reflecting on their experience. In Yeovil, a group of blind veterans from across communities spent the day at Haynes Motor Museum. It was a day of nostalgia for the members, sharing memories prompted by vintage vehicles throughout the day. Some members even found replicas of their very own first car in the museum. The volunteers at the museum were brilliant, bringing the history of motoring to life. They gave our members special gloves to wear so that they could actually touch the vehicles, making the session as sensory as possible. Member Reg Morley described the day. "This was a wonderful day out for us. I truly enjoyed looking back at the old cars we had when we were younger. The information given by the volunteers was spot on and they knew their stuff. We even got to see Lewis Hamilton's original Formula One racing car that he won his first race in 2003. What a great day." In Northern Ireland, members along with veterans and carers participated in a research study exploring the subject of peace. "We have no photographs to share to protect individual identities. However, the workshop was audio recorded and will become part of an oral history archive of Untold Museum, the collections and archive. Blind Veterans UK member voices and expertise will inform the co-production of the new museum, Untold, the story of the Irish in the British Army. The project seeks to challenge popular public perceptions of the military by exploring their role in defending peace. With additional funding, it is hoped the interviews can be transcribed, edited and voiced by AI actors to become part of an immersive sound sculpture, like the installation at the Aldershot Military Museum. The workshop was facilitated by Dr. Joseph Young, principal investigator and sound artist, in collaboration with Dr. Hannah West, a senior research fellow at the Centre of Excellence for Equity in the Uniformed Public Services. Do you want to know what's going on in your area? Contact your local community team, who can tell you everything you need to know.